Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Rose and Shine podcast, featuring the Swedish sisters Josephine Roos and Victoria Roos Olsen. Based in Stockholm and New York, we share experiences from our international lives and careers. Welcome to this wellness pep talk episode. This is Victoria, sending from Stockholm.
And Josephine from Bogota.
So you are just, I think it's amazing. Thank you for joining this conversation, because I know that
me or the listeners.
Yeah, well, you actually, and the listeners, obviously. But you're so jet lagged. So it's really brave of you. I don't think you've slept that much for the past week.
No, I haven't. And there's been many, many flights getting from New Zealand back to Bogota. And I'm, super jet lagged with a super jet lagged toddler who's now screaming outside of this door trying to get in, actually. Yeah.
And you're a great mom, too.
So I have a jet lagged baby and husband and myself. And I was actually thinking about it. It's kind of unfair that it's always the listeners have only heard me quite tired because of the jet lag. We always do it my morning time.
Yeah, or you're exactly. And I'm the morning person out of the two of us. But to be honest, I mean, the listeners don't get to see us, but we talk and we record these episodes over Zoom, which is kind of another form of Skype. And I must say, you look much better this time than the last episode, which you recorded like super early New Zealand time, which was your choice of time. I just wanted to point out of all the different times and everything. And I think you were in bed still with your nightgown kind of leaning back, recording. So this is much better.
Swaggering the mic around.
Yeah.
And now I'm sitting properly in a little office here in Bogota. And very, very pepped to be talking about wellness and exercise and all of the stuff that we didn't really mention in our goal setting 2019 episode, but kind of we saved this for its own episode because we really love to dig into it.
Yeah, super nice. Okay, so what we've done, I mean, this episode, as always, is set up in categories, and you can join us just by listening, but you can also go to our homepage, www.bruceandshine.com, and print out a pep sheet so that you can fill in as we go or afterwards if you wish for your own reflections and goal settings.
Exactly, and setting your own goals for your wellness year or wellness months coming up.
Exactly. So it's kind of a little bit looking at what are the trends for 2019, what are our best, from our own experiences, our best advice, and what can we share, tips and tricks, etc. Hopefully for all of us, leaving a little bit pepped and focused on getting started and getting into the wellness, right?
Absolutely. And I think we've been really interested in wellness for many years now and still trying to perfect that balance as everyone else out there, I guess, between how we eat, how much we exercise, and also how do we get that whole mindfulness part into it that we know it's so important. So these are the three main categories that we want to discuss with you.
That's it. So actually, let's just get started, I would say. Mm-hmm. The first one, the big category, is nourish. This is it's truly a topic of yours that you really love. Do you want to talk about why it's so important?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I think the way that I think about nourishment is really about, okay, so how do you fuel yourself up with the best possible food, mm-hmm. enabled to feel the best, perform the best, and also look your best?
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's really important. But then, of course, there's so much more into that. If you actually study and think about how you eat, you can determine your energy levels of the whole day. You can determine whether you're going to feel cravings for sugars or not. So it really has an impact on your brain as well, right?
I think we finally kind of left this 80s, just eat, I don't know what it was, they ate like a banana a day and then, you know, be super skinny.
Yeah.
But actually, it's so much more than just looking good, mm-hmm. but it's actually doing good for the environment by, you know, in what we choose.
Yeah, so that's the big thing this year, right? We all talk about how do we eat so that we have the best possible effect or the least make the least damage on the environment.
Yeah.
So that's where it's really more about having a more plant-based diet, making sure it's a typical kind of 80-20. Could you eat 80% of your meals based on greens and vegetables and grains and then introduce a little bit of meat if you don't want to go fully vegetarian? But that's really a way of supporting the environment. So that's certainly a goal this year.
Yeah, and actually I read research that said the three most impactful things an individual can do to help the environment, and one on the top three I was a bit surprised to read was stop eating meat.
Yeah.
Because that has a huge impact on the environment. So I think that the environment, and we'll come and think of, give ideas and things what we want to do. But one thing that I feel quite passionate about is what you already mentioned quickly, is the brain. You know, it makes us smarter, happier, you know, more focused to actually eat better.
Yeah.
And I think that's important to know as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can certainly feel it after the holidays as well, right? You feel a bit dosed off potentially and not your quickest. And so I've actually started, me and my husband, as soon as we got back now from New Zealand, we decided to embark, which we do now a couple of times or 1 to 4 times a year, mm-hmm. on our 10-day detox.
Yeah, the one you've been mentioning. Yeah.
So this is before, yes, Dr. Heyman's 10-day detox blood sugar solution. And I'm pregnant, so clearly I shouldn't go for any kind of crazy juice drinking type detox where you don't eat sufficient amount of calories. So this is really not about restricting calories. This is really about making sure that you eat good food.
Yeah.
And really clean food, right? So there's nothing processed. There's no sugars. There's limited amount of salt. There's loads of vegetables and loads of protein, actually. So maybe not the most plant-based diet ever.
Yeah.
Because you do restrict other foods that you otherwise maybe would eat more of, like beans. And you really want to just feel perfect. So it's very, very clean. So yes,
it probably is really good to eat when you're pregnant, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's perfect for pregnancy. But actually today, talking about my jet lag and, you know, being on day number 2 of this detox, and you're not allowed to drink coffee, right?
Yeah.
Or any kind of stimulants in that way. And you're not really even allowed to have fruit because that will trigger your
the sugar.
Yeah. So day 2, I have already broken my detox because I was standing after, you know, an hour at the bank or 2 hours at the bank and like, okay, I need an apple. How bad can an apple be?
I don't think that's too bad, really.
Exactly. But yes, so that's what I'm starting the year with. And I would truly recommend something you can do a couple of times or a number of times a year, just as a little cleanse to feel better, not really to... Well, you certainly lose weight if you do it properly, but that's not the kind of key reason.
I agree.
What about you? What are you bringing in this year in terms of nourishment?
Well, I know from experience that I feel so much better if I avoid white processed sugar and wheat. So that's kind of my big ambition. And I'm also trying to avoid to eat so much meat, which is very easy in this household since both my daughters are vegetarians. So, you know, just thinking about that. But it's interesting what you said now around Christmas. I really kind of think I'm not going like all in, but yeah, I enjoy the Christmas delicacies and I don't put any restraints on. So since New Year's, I've cut out the sugar from my diet and I have such a headache.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. It comes every time when you stop. So it really shows what an effect this sugar has on the body. You know, it's kind of addictive. So
it's terrible.
Yeah. No, so for me, the same really, to work on that. But actually something from the yoga that really inspired me and made me think a little bit was in the theory of your body and how you actually, you know, some kind of passage in one of the books that we read, but everything that is made out of your body, so your skin, your blood and everything is there, is of course consistent of all the things that you eat, which is, you know, fairly obvious, I guess, but I never thought of it that way. Mm. Everything that I put in my mouth eventually becomes me. And that really made me think about all the things that I eat, you know. Do I want that to be, you know, do I want to be made up of
sugar cake?
Whatever it is, yeah. Right? Yeah. But I guess an apple is a good option to be made up if you think of all the other crappy things that, you know, that you can eat. And I was thinking, there was another, this book I read once, which made the comparison and said, you know, think about the trash food that you eat and like a bag of candy. I mean, Swedes, we love to eat all this kind of candy. Would you give that to your dog? And I'm like, I would never give him that kind of food. I would like, no, that would be really dangerous for him to eat, right? But I or my daughters, we're like, oh yeah, happily munching away. So, you know, to be a little bit more conscious and thinking, is this something that will make me feel and do good, really?
Yeah.
That's going to be my intention.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then I wanted to add, and it comes up in every kind of list that you can look at for trends in 2019. It started already, I think, last year, maybe a couple of years before. But that is to add collagen.
Oh, yeah. Which you told me.
Yeah.
And I'm doing every day.
And I'm thinking that it could potentially be good as well. It's boosting your skin, right? And your bones and ligaments.
But my bones, that's what I am doing it because of my knees, actually.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you can, it's both ligaments and skin. So I'm thinking more now for pregnancy that it's good, obviously, with an incredibly growing, increasingly exponentially growing belly. Yeah. So,
I thought you were going to say for the baby, we'll come out all glowing with baby skin.
I want my baby to be glowing. I mean, they are kind of glowing anyways, normally when they come out, right? So
yeah, they are.
Or not.
But it really, to sum up, so the first one is about nourish. And I guess what we want to inspire everyone and also think about ourselves is don't do it for beach summer 2019, but step back and think about all the really great reasons of why you should put in really good stuff into your system, really.
So what do you add? What is the good stuff that you add?
Exactly. And what are the stuff that you don't want to have in there?
Exactly.
To be part of you.
So then we're moving into movement or exercise, which is really the kind of the base of this episode in many ways, because it's something that you and I have been very interested in for many, many years now and incorporated in different ways into our life.
Yeah.
And we were reflecting on this and we were having a chat and we talked about how it used to be that you had this feeling that you needed to have these very long workouts, right? Mm-hmm. You needed to work out for an hour and steady pulse and so on, and how fun and inspiring it is now with all the new research that has allowed us and enabled us to have much shorter, efficient workouts that you can really fit in to your everyday life.
That's true. And I guess, you know, in particular, you really like that. And I still also really enjoy, you know, going for these long runs that last forever and ever. And I also like to create that stamina when you do a yoga session for quite some time. But for me, that used to be the only way to work out before. And now I'm also quite excited that you can fit it in. Even if you just do a 20-minute session, it still makes a difference. So a lot of people that procrastinate because they don't have time or they don't have the energy, if you just invest those 20 minutes, it really, really makes a big difference, actually. Mm. And again, you know, when we go into this, I think a lot of it's so easy to fall into the trap to do this because you must do it, right? And it's true, you kind of must do it. It's really, your life depends on if you move or how long you live, etc. It's all there. Because all the research now shows us that movement makes us smarter, happier, more focused. So there are some really, really good reasons for it.
Mm.
And I also remember once attending a session where the instructor, she said, which really gave me, you know, made me think. She said, well, you know, for me, whenever I attend a session, some, you know, I'm thinking like, oh, not that I have to go and do this, but rather like, this is my moment. It's instead of going to the movies, I now get to have this luxury 1 hour yoga session, right? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a little reward to get to do that.
Yeah.
And I really like that. So approach, and I try to think, wow, this is luxury Victoria time to do this, really.
That's a very good way of thinking. So I was reflecting a little bit on my workout goals this year, because I think that's fun to think about. And of course, I have a bit of a special year in terms that until April, at least, it's more about sustaining and being strong.
Mm-hmm.
So for anyone else who's pregnant, I would really recommend, if you want to work out, I guess, when you're pregnant, but the research is showing really positive impacts of that for pregnancy as well.
Yeah.
So that's a Swedish book, which is called The Big Workout Book for Pregnant People by Lofsam. So that's something that I'm going to follow for the next, well, the last trimester now that I just entered. And it's a good kind of strength balance type exercise without going too crazy.
Maybe you could put up some photos on Instagram of different things that you do, because I guess
we
have...
Of me doing it?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah, but I guess we have pregnant listeners from all over the world, you know, so it could be inspirational. I can add some yoga things there as well, because I think that's my big focus this coming semester and this year, is really to get into the role of yoga teacher, which means also spending quite some time on my own practice. Because once you're teaching a class, this class is not about me or my practice, but it's really about helping all the others. So I've quickly come to realize I kind of, you know, for yesterday and today, I did my own practice before I went into the class, so that I really could give them all that I had.
Mm-hmm.
So, but really for me, yoga is going to be a big, big focus. And then I really hope to be back running again. That's my goal. As some of you know, I had my knee surgery last summer. So, and I love to run, but I've had a bit of a break with that now. And I really hope to be able to be running, not in the same, to the same extent as that I've had before, but at least, you know, for a nice 10K round, maybe twice a week. That would be wonderful. That's a big goal for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Lovely. And you didn't hear the end. You didn't hear the second half of my year.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. The okay. After the pregnancy. Yeah.
The after course. Pregnancy.
Because you're not going to be pregnant for the entire year.
I hope not. It certainly felt so with the first one, where I was 2 weeks overdue. And that was probably, those 2 weeks felt like a year. I will then go on to this other app that I've, Kyla Itness has an app called Sweat. And it's a super intense one, which I'm not going to start off with. But in that app, she has different, I think you can choose between 4 different workout types. And one is particularly for mothers or newly that just had their baby. So it's like a 12-week program.
Is that the app we did together in New York when I was
Yes,
visiting?
But we did the super hardcore version, which I would really recommend.
Yeah, that was fun.
You just go in on Kyla Itness Sweat and you can look at it and you can see which one fits for you. So hopefully towards the end of the year, I would be back onto that more hardcore workout with loads of burpees. And it's short and efficient. It's normally around 28 minutes.
Yeah.
So you do 7 minutes times 4, but it's a lot of burpees, a lot of push-ups, and a lot of high intensity.
That's good.
But then we thought we would share our 10. It actually ended up being a list of our 10 best tips that could be inspiring for all of you listening who want to maybe set your movement or exercise goals for this year.
So maybe some of you are already working out a lot, and this could be some new inspirational ideas to add to your workout. and others need actually a little bit of a pep to get started. And again, and then you could pick your some of your favorites that make sense for you to get started.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So number one, that's kind of my go-to has been for the last few years, especially with traveling around the world and living in different places. And that is just to have a workout routine that you can do at home.
Yeah.
So just training at home in the morning or, yeah, for me, since I had a baby, that certainly worked out the best to try to do it before people are waking up in the morning, but also afternoon coming home from work. And here is where the apps really come in and are super helpful.
Yeah.
So I mentioned the Kyle Aitner Sweat app, but I also really like the Nike app,
yeah,
which is also, that's for free, which makes it even better. And it's great to do together with others as well. And you can make, you know, a 15 to 45 minute long session normally without any weights. It's always good, I guess, to have a mat and maybe a couple of dumbbells at home. But beyond that, you're more or less ready to go.
Yeah. And that's also actually training at home. I'm thinking both of us have been doing a lot of yoga at home. And that's been part of my morning routine. Because again, this is something I've been doing, as you said, you know, a little bit shorter time, like maybe 15, 20 minutes just in the morning to get warmed up, to get in the mood. And here we've used the other app that you introduced me to that we both really love, which is the Yoga Studio.
Yeah. And it's a great way of getting started and, well, continue with the yoga, yeah, keeping it ongoing daily, yeah, practice.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
So then number two, we're coming to our big PYS challenge.
Yay.
What is PYS?
Yeah. PYS, peace, is something that I invented some years ago, actually. And it's short for Pulse, Yoga, and Strength. And it was really a summer some years ago. I wanted to challenge myself to really stay focused during vacation and summer vacation and keep on working out. So I reached out to everyone in my network, really, on Facebook, as I remember it, and said, who wants to join this challenge? So it's 100 summer days. Let's make sure that 80 out of these 100 days, we move for at least 20 minutes each per day, either by doing something that gives us a pulse or yoga or strength. So that ended up being such a cool experience because all kinds of different people from different parts of the world actually joined this challenge and we formed a close group.
You formed a Facebook group, right?
Where everyone, we formed a Facebook group and everyone, it was part of the rule that you had to log the training, the workout, and you also had to post a picture from when you were working out. So all of a sudden, you got this inspirational photos, or people were really like tomato red in their faces and quite fun with lots of humor, like, hey, I just did, you know, this power walk or this sweaty thing. And some were like really advanced and were standing on their heads and did crazy stuff. And others were just super excited that they did their first, power walk for months and everything. And that was such an inspirational kickstart for everyone. And this group got quite close, you know, and they were really sharing stuff and it was really exciting. And most people really got into the routine then, because by the end of the 100 days, it was kind of addictive.
So on that, did you feel like people started to see results from the training?
Yeah, most definitely. Especially those who did not, you know, have the workout routine before. I mean, I know people from that list that, you know, they took their first running steps, you know, since high school when they were doing this challenge. And they're now running half marathons and everything. So it really... yeah, it really helped this group get into the habit of working out, which was really fun. And then actually people liked it so much that we did a fall challenge. And then like a year later, a friend of mine from Holland, Marlo, she was like, okay, let's do this. Victoria, can I take the idea? And she posted on her page and I joined that group then. And then we were in an even more international group and everyone was sharing. And you saw this one person from India and then this other one from the US and Holland and Sweden and everyone kind of sharing their workout. I remember someone that could have been you, but you were not part of it, but like, oh, I don't want to go out for running because of all the scary wild dogs and everything, you know, and all different challenges you saw. But that was really great.
That was not really why I was there, but I remember someone else. I was part of the group though, and I think someone else had the problem of like big dogs running after
yeah
them.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. It was someone else who had that. Okay. It could have been you.
Yeah. So that's a great tip. So the idea, I mean, you really created a community there. So
yeah.
This is really for someone who feels like they would need a little bit of an extra boost and have that community supporting you and kind of pepping you into making sure that you get that regular workout routine in.
Yeah. So please steal with pride the Peace Challenge idea. And the idea is that you get the community and you log the sessions. So it's kind of like a countdown.
That's the important part.
Exactly. And then number three on our list is fits nicely with that one, because that's get a training buddy.
Yeah.
Get someone who you're doing it together with. I mean, I have one of my best friends, Annika, and I, and we've been running together, and we even booked in the calendar like Tuesday nights, Thursday nights. I guess she'll start to do yoga now with me on Thursday nights. She doesn't really like yoga. But, you know, we work out together and then you're kind of accountable towards each other. So that's a really good way of doing that.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Then number four, we had a training trip or, a vacation,
mm-hmm.
which is not the typical beach vacation maybe or whatever vacation you would have. But you actually explicitly go there to work out or to... connect with your body and mind.
Yeah.
And this is really, I think it's been a trend for the last few years of having these different kinds of holidays.
But you went on the most amazing one with Steve a year ago.
We went an incredible one. Yeah, it was pre-RAF, so 3 years ago.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's called Soul and Surf. It was in India, in south of India, in Kerala. And it was a combination of surfing and doing yoga. So it was a really full-on, really fantastic. I think we were there for a week or maybe 10 days. And yeah, it's a beautiful way of just moving and getting to also meet other people with similar interests.
Yeah, that's
so
wonderful.
That could really be recommended.
I mean, if you live not that far away from nature, but to go on mountain hiking, I mean, you went now in New Zealand. There are some gorgeous photos on Instagram from your hikes, right?
Yeah. So and I was going to say that, of course, it doesn't have to be a specific training trip, right?
No.
I mean, it can be, of course, New Zealand is easier than this and many other places because it's such beautiful nature. But really trying to get a hike into the other things that you are doing to be outside and enjoy nature.
Yeah, but we have lots of listeners in the UK and in Sweden. And, you know, there are plenty of natures. Mm. If you go up to the Scottish Highlands or... you know, the forest district or up in Sweden or up to Norway. I mean, I've had some really lovely, lovely trips with girlfriends actually hiking for some days, and you can walk and walk and then you're all quiet for some hours and then you talk full on for like 2 hours and then quiet again. And you have this most amazing nature, and that's really inspiring in so many different ways.
It gives you a great opportunity to reflect and come up with new ideas, and yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, I had to cancel that trip last summer because of my surgery, so I really hope I could go again next fall.
Yeah.
That's all right. And then number five, yay, on our list is to join a race. So this is really something that's been working very well for me because maybe I'm a bit competitive at these things.
No.
And if you book yourself, if you book yourself for a race and you have that goal, you don't want to go there all crazy. So you train, or at least I train before that. So I've been running, I think, over 30 different races. But also recently, we've done other races like cross-country skiing and mountain biking. And that was so much fun, the mountain biking, because we brought the family and we did different. There's in Sweden, there's this big race that you can do in August. It used to be a skiing race for winter, and now they've extended it. So it's a mountain bike race in summer. So it's 35 or 90K. And yeah, I biked it together with one of my daughters, Philippa, last year. And that was just really great.
Mm.
That's fun. So do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number six on our list is to get a personal trainer.
Yeah.
And that can, of course, be incredibly expensive, right? I mean, I think my dream would be to have a personal trainer and, you know, always be able to fix me and, yeah. and make sure that I do the newest and the best exercises. But there are also creative ways of having a personal trainer. So, for example, mom and dad in their building where they live in town, there's a girl who's a personal trainer, and
she's one of our listeners, even, and member of the community, Antonia.
Yeah,
yay.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And she's now training mom and dad in the mornings a number of days a week at home in their building.
Yeah.
Or in their living room, really. And I think that's just such a smart way of doing it, and so good for my parents who maybe otherwise wouldn't liking so much to go to the gym, even though mom has been going to the gym quite a lot. But it's such a good way of getting it done.
Mom has been rocking the big weights, right, at the gym,
yeah.
actually. So she's super good at that. But I agree with you. I think they're impressive, our parents, and in doing that. But it's a simple way to find a personal trainer at home, at the gym, etc.
I have also been using online personal trainers.
Have you tried that?
Yes, with mixed results.
Yeah.
Maybe personality-wise, it was very strict. Not so much the training, more the eating. It was a little bit still of an 80s diet, I felt. There was a lot of yogurt and a lot of cheese and a lot of protein, but kind of, it didn't feel...
Yeah.
It didn't feel so gut healthy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
but yes, yeah, so it was a trainer who did the whole package, the whole shebang. So it was both the training and the nourishment idea. And yeah, no, but I would certainly recommend it, even though I don't think it's the same as having your own personal
but
trainer.
But that's cool, though, that you tried it.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven on our list is to join a community with others doing this. So it's a little bit of the peace idea, but maybe it's also joining a club or a gym, whatever sport, but someone that you feel a little bit accountable to, maybe that you also paid for something so that you want to do it if that's a motivator.
Mm-hmm. And then find your thing, or I think for me, I liked someone was saying, you know, what are the three new things that you are going to try this year? Or three new types of exercises that you're going to try.
Are we going to try something new this year?
I think so. Post-pregnancy for me.
Yeah, I have to figure out what that's going to be. I did try last year, or maybe it was the year before, the air yoga. You know.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. That could be a fun one. Air. Is that the same as anti-gravity?
You should wait until you're really pregnant. Done with pregnancy before you do that. But that was really fun. Do it together with someone like me and some, so you can laugh together, because it's a bit weird the first time you do it.
Again,
but
you
yeah,
can make
definitely.
It as a date with one of your friends, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like when we went to our Daybreaker last year, which is a yoga and then dance party. I mean, I think that would be an excellent recommendation if you want to try a new thing.
Oh, definitely. That was so much fun. Yeah.
So yeah, just go into daybreaker.com, I think, and then you can see whether they're organizing parties, morning parties in your city.
Yeah, my girls were wondering because I said that that was the best day of my life. That I, why wasn't it the best memory of the year then?
Yeah, actually, why wasn't it?
Yeah, I forgot about it. So, but really, that was so nice. Morning yoga in a nightclub, and then it turns into this nightclub, and we were dancing away, and that was super cool. So that's a new thing to try.
Yeah,
and find your thing, and don't. It doesn't have to be what everyone else is doing, but just find something that you enjoy, because that's the training that will happen, I think.
Mm-hmm. Number 9 is a favorite of mine here, family workouts.
I like that too.
Yeah, this started, you know, when Raph was a baby and we had less time to go to the gym in the evenings in Myanmar. And we just made sure that when we came home, me and my husband, we would normally use one of our apps and just do a workout together with, you know, Raphael playing around on his mat or running around and us... yeah, going hardcore, but for 20, 25 minutes, you know, just before you start preparing dinner, or the dinner might even be in the oven at the time. And that's a great way of squeezing it in and making sure that it happens.
Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah, I like that. And it's so fun when you can work out together with the ones that you love. And I go mountain biking with my husband and we go to spinning sessions. And actually, my daughters join me for yoga in the morning, which is such a lovely way to start the day together on the yoga mats.
Yeah, and I think the idea around this, though, is that you can, because sometimes it's so hard, it's hard to find time for that spinning class or that mountain hike.
Yeah.
But those 20 minutes, if you both or your family just go, okay, let's do it. Or even, you know, before your Friday cozy or any kind of ritual that you might have in your family, it could be a great way of making sure that your kids really get some good movement as well. And it's actually a way for me to motivate myself, because I could maybe have a hard time to just do it on my own. But if I manage to pull my friends in or my family in, then it happens.
Yeah, that's true. And the final thing on our list is actually to bring training with you while you're traveling, whether you're traveling for work or pleasure. But usually that could be like a stopping factor that you're traveling so much that you don't have time for that. So what's your best? You travel a lot. I mean, me too, to a certain extent.
Well, there's a number of these different things. So either you're in a hotel, but maybe not a hotel with a gym. And then it's where we, I would say we, because I know you do the same, always try to bring our travel yoga mat, which is super light and easy. It's a real must have. We have the Manduka one.
Yeah.
I recommend it. And just make sure that you get a little bit of movement. So either, again, your yoga, or you can even download one of all of these different 7-minute apps.
Yeah.
So that you can just get a really short, but get the pulse up in your hotel room type exercise.
Yeah.
But then for other times when traveling, I would again say maybe get your friends or family in on it. So take a moment when you're at the beach, or I even remember Gotland at our friends also in Gilly's summer house, where I, you know, let's do a Tabata session now, and just forced everyone to participate. And it's half an hour, and maybe people would not come up with the idea themselves, but they're quite hard to say no.
Yeah, but remember when we did that at our country house with all the family?
Yeah.
And I remember our brother Patrick, and he was a little bit skeptical. It was like, Tabata, what is that? But then basically, I think a lot of you know what it is already, but you work out very intensively for 20 seconds and then you rest for 10 seconds and then you repeat 8 times. So you can basically add anything into that, squats, sit-ups, push-ups, whatever you have, you know, and you do, what is it, 8 different exercises, right? Yeah, but, you know, basically, and he was like, ah, isn't it better that we stand in plank position for the entire time? But he went with it, and you remember everyone was so sore afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, and I also did it with my family-in-law in New Zealand a couple of years ago, and They're quite fit, all of them. And Pilate, my brother-in-law, or my husband's brother-in-law, he is a really big, you know, 100-kilo-plus rugby guy. And he was doing all of these exercises. And the next couple of days, he could not walk.
So that's a killer.
It wasn't funny. Like, he was actually bedridden. I was laughing first, but then realized that this was, yeah, no one else really enjoyed it.
This is a great pep talk for us to tell people how to train while they travel. But really, you don't have to do it that hardcore, but enjoy it while, whether it's for work and or for vacation.
Yeah. And since I haven't managed to become a yoga teacher in the same way as you, has actually not started to give classes.
Mainly because you're moving, you're pregnant. Yeah. I think it's going to be anytime soon.
I'm such a failure. Yeah. No, I'm joking. I managed to at least get that goal in, to have a session for Steve's family.
Oh, you did do that. How was that?
Christmas holidays. Yeah. No, it was great. It was a lovely little session. And yeah, so that's just a good way of getting some more exercise in there.
Yeah, that's good. So that's our list of 10 different things that can get everyone into moving. And to conclude it, how to make it happen, really to sum it up, we say make it a routine, because then it's part of your what you do. Put it in your calendar. And that's really all the research shows, that if you plan for it and write it down, your session that you're going to have, it's the likelihood of it happening is much bigger than if you just say, oh, I'm going to train 3 times this week, right?
Mm.
And finally, what we said to start out with is to keep the right mindset, as in enjoy it. Don't see this as some kind of must do, but rather something that you want to do because it's fun.
Yeah. And if you have any silly ideas, like I used to have the idea that I was unable to work out in the mornings.
Yeah.
I felt like I needed to have breakfast and so on. And then I just decided to skip that idea because it didn't work for me. And I started to work out in the mornings. And that was really the best way during a hectic time to actually make sure that the workout happened.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you have any, like me, any tics like that, just get rid of them and try to plan it for a time where you might, because if you do it in the morning, you have the rest of the day free. You don't have to think about when you're going to do it again.
That's true.
Free for work.
Yeah. So that then leads us in talking about mindset into the third section. We've talked about nourish. We talked about movement. And now the third one is mindfulness.
Mm.
So why is this so important? And what do we mean by that?
Well, with mindfulness, I think we are adding a lot of the things around meditations, around setting intentions, around really being present where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of research is starting to show the effects that meditation and mindfulness has on your brain.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting. And I think I might have mentioned this before, but the book by Tim Ferriss, Tools of Titans,
mm-hmm.
which is a book where he interviews a lot of people that have been incredibly successful within their field and whatever they have determined as being successful. But everything from athletes to authors, to scientists and so on.
And business leaders and everything.
Exactly. Mm. And the only one factor that he can see that all of them share between them is that they have some kind of mindfulness practice.
Yeah.
Some kind of meditation practice. So that shows that successful people really have started to realize the importance of this, or it's maybe a chicken and egg, what comes first. But this is a practice that successful people do.
Yeah. So that's something, if you want to reach your intentions and goals and what's important for you, to actually take time to meditate, to set intentions. Me, one thing that I love to do every morning is to just reflect a little bit in my journal and write 3 things that I'm grateful about and then 3 big intentions for the day. And that's so nice how that kind of sets the tone for the rest of the day, I would say.
Yeah. And another good idea that I was given recently was to, in the evening when you're about to fall asleep,
mm-hmm.
to just think through your perfect next day.
Oh,
like how would a beautiful next day look like for you? And then just setting your intention on that or meditating a little bit on that.
Oh, that's nice.
And if you want to, I have 2 good apps to recommend. Calm is a really nice meditation app.
Mm-hmm.
They also have stories and ideas for kids, which I'm hopefully soon going to start introducing to my son,
mm-hmm.
who's already at 3, starting to get into his head. It's interesting. You know, in the beginning, up till now, it's amazing with kids because you see how they don't hold on to anything.
Yeah.
They're never angry with you for anything that happened before or happened after. It's all in the moment.
Yeah.
Now it's starting to, hold on a little bit.
To grudges.
Exactly. And then Headspace is another good meditation app if you're interested. And please share with us if there are more good apps that you have, because we'd love to hear them.
Yeah, please. And then also just don't use an app. Just take 5 minutes and start doing that. No, and that's something that we practiced during the yoga retreat, which I found so interesting because we started out with 5 minutes and then 5 minutes after a while felt so short and it was 10 minutes. So it's a question of practice to do meditation, really.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing when it comes to mindfulness is really the idea of taking electronical breaks. So remove all these social media, but just electronics in general, kind of like an electronic detox, and have times for that, which I think is also really, really nice.
Yeah. So I think this sums up our move and our nourish and our mindfulness wellness episode.
Yeah, I think we could probably continue to talk for another hour, but our ambition is not to have such long episodes. So this one will be a little bit longer than normal, but we really hope that you've enjoyed it. If you have some great ideas and advices on your own, please share on our Instagram, because we would love to know. And I think the community idea of what we're trying to create and what will really help a lot of people is that sharing is caring. So let us know your best ideas. Bruce and Shine is the name of our Instagram account, just like the podcast and the Facebook and everything and the homepage.
Yeah, so please join us there. And also watch this space, right? Because we are planning, we have ideas and thoughts of for people that are living or that are accessible maybe to the Stockholm area to organize something special around these three themes for a couple of days later this year.
Yeah, and of course that's for anyone.
I'm trying to not say too much. But
so let's not say too much. Let's just say watch this space. There's something coming where we want to bring all of you together in the theme of this. But for now, we just say wishing you a lovely day and good luck getting or continuing or getting started with your intentions on your own well-being for the year.
Sounds great. Have a lovely day.
All right, everyone. Big hug from all of us to all of you.
Bye.
Bye.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.